Brother Luke helped in a revival back in the spring, and he made a statement during the sermon. He said, kiss the doors of heaven. And during a revival, I tried to preach on that. This summer, I hadn't preached on it here, but when Brother David, me and him talked yesterday, he said he felt like I needed to preach, and this is what come to me. I mean, that, I just can't get away from it. So I want to try to preach on that. Kiss the door of heaven. And y'all pray for us. We'll try, like I said, we'll try to go as fast as possible. The 10th chapter of John, it said, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Now I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall not go out and find pasture. Revelations chapter 4. He said, after this I looked into heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as were a trumpet talking with me, in which I said, come hither, and I show you all things, and must be hereafter. And it said there in the first of that, it said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened to me in heaven. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that door today. I've tried to preach on the door, Jesus being the door, several times along the way. Over in Timothy, it talks about him being our mediator. And between us and God, there had to be a way made that mankind could get back to God. So Jesus came and gave his life, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, that we might have receiving intercessions from us, that we would have access to God. And so anytime I try to preach to the door, and any of us, I think when we try to preach about that door, we always end up going over there to do with the ark. And I want to do that today. I want to go over and talk about the ark a little bit. I will read just a little bit, and then I want to look at some of the things to do with the ark, and some of the things to do with the ark that's up there in Kentucky. I don't know if y'all ever been up there to see that. I know we as a church went up there one time, and we got there. I'd never seen nothing quite like it. It's just humongous, and it amazed me, the size of it. And over here in the sixth chapter of Genesis, it said, and God said unto Noah, the end of flesh has come before me, and the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth, and I make the ark a gopher wood. And the rooms thou shalt make in the ark, thou shalt put a pitch within and without the pitch. And this is for the fashion which thou shalt make of it, that the length of the ark shall be there 300 cubits, and the breadth of the 50 cubits, and the height of the 30 cubits. And the window shalt thou make in the ark, a cubit shalt thou finish above, and the door of the ark, and thou shalt set in the side thereof the lower and the second, third stories, and thou make it. And so I want to stop reading right there. It says that the ark would be 300 cubits, and I guess I always looked at that to being 450 foot. And this morning I finally think I understand why they built that up there 510 foot. You'll find over, I believe it is over in Ezekiel, the 40th chapter in the 5th verse, it talks about over there the rod, over there the ring, and if you'll do the measure there, you'll find out on that measurement, they called it a long cubit. The Hebrews did. It ended up being a little over 20 inches. And so that's how they come up with their measurements. But that ain't where our thought is. I thought about that ark and how we went up there. And I done some math on that. And since that ark, it was done in 2016, I've got a little note here wrote down. They started it on July the 7th, 2016. I believe that's what it was. But it said the average people that go through that ark a day is 5,000 people. Now, I want you to think about this just a minute. 5,000 people a day have went through that ark since they started up. I wrote that down, and since then it's been 12,775,000 people that went and traveled through that ark in 7 years. Now, then you'll say, what's this got to do with anything? I pray that the Lord will help us to see something about that door. The Bible says Noah, Peter said Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He preached for 120 years. Get a hold of this. That ark up there, it's a big thing. People go see it all the time. We've heard about it. You'll say, well, back then, they didn't have advertisement. They didn't have TV or radio to hear about it. But I want to tell you something. I believe people begin to come. They begin to hear about this man, Noah, that was building an ark, that was worried about a flood, and there had never been a drop of rain fell from the sky. And this man's worried about a flood. And so people begin to come. And it's no doubt 120 years. The word had traveled all about the country. And people would come. And they's coming to see the show. What's this man doing? The whole time this Noah preached the gospel to them. He was driving nails with one hand and preaching with the other. He began to tell them about that door. And he began to tell them, if you and your family is going to be saved, you're going to have to enter this door. Jesus said, no man goes to the Father except by me. There's no other way to heaven. He is the door that John saw open into heaven. There's no other way. So he was preaching when he got to that door. And I read and you hear it. It said the door was hung from the second and the third floor. So when they let that door out from the second floor, guess what it does? It made a bridge. And I believe when he got that door built, he got up on that bridge. And you know what that bridge represents? The gospel and the church on the other way to the door. And he stood on the word of God and he preached, telling them over and over. You see this door. If your family's going to be saved, if you're going to be saved, you're going to have to enter this door. You're going to have to come through it. It's the only way you'll ever be saved. And you know what they done? Only ones heard him was his wife and three sons and his daughter-in-laws that we know of. That's all the Bible tells us. That's the only ones that entered through the door. How many people, think about this, how many people come within the sound of the gospel? That man preaching, I want you to know, when you get up under there at Ark's Belt, how did he have to clear out 100, maybe 200 acres of timber to build this? I want you to know, it had to be open all the way around it. And people stood by the hundreds and thousands coming to see the show. Heard over and over and over. Over and over and over. You're going to have to go in the door. This is the only place of safety. And guess what they done? They stood and watched. No doubt some of them made fun of him. Jesus said, if they'll not hear me, neither will they hear you. Listen, it was no different then in Noah's day. People say they won't hear the gospel no more. thousand maybe millions. Millions would not hear the gospel. Jesus said, those that hear shall receive. Those that seek shall find. Those that knock, it shall be opened unto them. Matthew 7:7. If you'll hear, you can receive. If you'll seek, you shall find. If you'll knock, it'll be opened unto you. But honey, it ain't no different today. If you're not willing to make a move toward God, if you don't see that door for what it is, if you keep sitting back, you'll never be saved. So they all just showed up. Nobody listening, nobody hearing, nobody caring. And him preaching his heart out. Sister Leah talked about it was hard for her to watch. He preached his heart out and nobody here. Don't you think it was hard on that man? When he stood and saw all these, and I want to tell you, there was others beside his family, no doubt, that he knew, that he loved, he cared about. And that door was right there. How did him standing on head in a bridge for all the animals to enter in, all the people to enter in? I want you to know, honey, it would have held them all. God would have made it big enough to hold it all, but he knew who was going in it. He knew how big it had to be. Day after day, we preach in a revival, two or three times. We'll preach once a week on a Sunday. But I believe that man every day got up as he built and he told them about the door. The crowd would gather in. Here's the show again today. Here's the man. He's come to do it again today. And no doubt watching and looking and him preaching and nobody hearing him. There come a time. I don't believe it ever rained. I don't believe it ever been a cloud. One day, they got up in the sky. It looked like it does up there now. It began to cloud up. They began to see the raindrops fall. And they began, no doubt, to begin to think this man was right. And honey, I want you to know him and his family entered that ark. And God himself shut the door. And when it was shut, the door of mercy was closed. No one would ever enter that door at that time again. And I believe in all my heart when it began to rain. It said it rained 40 days and 40 nights. I don't know how long it took for the water to get there. I'd start to rise. But I believe mamas and daddies begin to try to get back to that place where they ain't heard. I believe they started making away. And I believe when the door wouldn't open and they begged and they pleaded and knocked on the door, it was too late. I believe they then started going for the rocks of the mountains. They started trying to get high ground. They climbed every tree they could find, and the water kept coming. They begged to God, we believe you now. We believe you. We believe the flood is here. We believe that preacher of righteousness. We believe. We believe now. But God, it was too late. One of these days, you're going to believe what we preach to you. one of these days, it's going to come to an end. And honey, I don't believe you're going to have any time to do all these things. I believe he's going to come in a twinkling of an eye. And he's going to destroy it with fire. So how many people was right there at the door? That's my point. How many people was right there? They was in sin distance. Some of them may have even walked up there and looked around. But they wouldn't enter in. How many died? And is in hell right now. Right now, because they would not hear. They would not enter the door. The 25th chapter of Matthew. There were some virgins. Some of the virgins had oil for the lamps, some of them didn't. I'm going to tell you something, sinner friend. Someday the door of mercy is going to be shut. I done mentioned a while ago, if you knock, it shall be open unto you. If you want Jesus more than anything else, you can have Jesus today. But you can reject Jesus today also. Hey, I ain't going to read it all for the sake of time, but in the 10th verse it says, and when they went to buy, honey, it come a time. Listen to me. There'll come a time when they wanted to enter that door, when they begin to repent, when they begin to call on the name of the Lord. But it was too late. It said, when it come a time, they went to buy, and the bridegroom came, and they were not ready. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Listen what it says. And afterward came also other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open us. But he answered and said, verily I say to you, I know you not. And then it goes on and says, I watch therefore ye and know neither the day nor the hour of wherein the Son of Man cometh. Honey, they went and knocked, but it was not open to them. The preacher talked about last night how many times you've come and said on the gospel, how many times you've heard the word of God. Jesus came. He come to John and he was baptized of John. And when he was baptized of John, he set up his church. He was tempted by the old devil for 40 days and 40 nights. But then he called unto him. He went up into the mountain. He called unto him who he would. He laid hands on him and he set up his church. His church was with him. Honey, he was with his church and he's still with her today. But they walked with him. They was there when he preached the Sermon on the Mount. They was there when he said, if you are here, if you ask, it'll be given unto you. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. He was there when this happened. They was there when the woman cried unto him and washed his feet with tears and dried them with the hair of her hand. They was there and witnessed this. They was walking with him. They saw it all. Their names was on the road. They were a part of his church. When Lazarus was dead, listen to me. They was there. They saw it. When he said, Lazarus, come forth. Honey, they witnessed that. Yep. When he come riding into Jerusalem on a little bitty donkey, they saw it. They witnessed it. Hosanna. Hosanna. Miracles after miracles. When they tore the roof off and lowered them down, they were standing there in amazement. When they healed that man, he told him, said, take up your bed and walk. They saw it. I'm fixing to be done. He went up to the Garden of Gethsemane. He took three with him to pray. He prayed. He prayed and got in such agony, his sweat become his blood. I believe when they come, he'd come to them and they said, can't you stay awake with me an hour and watch? They saw all the agony that he was in. They saw him. Or at least those three did. They was with him the whole time. They heard him preach over and over again. Brother David, you think you've been rejected? They ain't rejected you, they've rejected him. You think you're rejecting me? You ain't rejecting me, you're rejecting him. So they was there the whole time. They saw all these things. Him preaching, telling them. He was there. They was there, I believe in all my heart, when Nicodemus come to him by night. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. That's the only way you can enter this door. The only way you're going to heaven, you must be born again. So they come to arrest him. I was one walked with him the whole time. He saw every bit of what happened. And he come up to him. You know what Jesus said? Friend, betrayeth me with a kiss. He was so close to heaven that he actually kissed the door to heaven, but never entered in. How many people since this church has been organized has come in these doors and heard the sound of the gospel, heard about Jesus, and walked out the doors and never was saved? Those virgins that said they knocked, they was right there at the door, but it was closed. I believe up to the moment Judas hung himself, he could have been saved. You can be saved. Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. No man goes to the Father but by him. If you'll knock, he'll open unto you. How many more times are you going to have? I don't know. I can't imagine. Once again, I know you think it was a different time and all this. Listen. You know how many people were here when they come over here and this nation was organized? It was just a handful. There's millions now. In this short a period of time, when I was just a boy, We could drive Lafayette, and you wouldn't, from our house to 52, there wasn't probably 8 or 10 houses. Now there's 8 or 10 before I get a quarter mile down the road. There's people everywhere. But honey, there was people there then too. It wasn't, he was just preaching to his family. It was hundreds of thousands of people coming on just to see it. And they didn't hear, and neither are you. Judas is in hell, that place he told them about last night, right now, because he wouldn't hear. And I looked. And there was a door of heaven open unto me. And I heard a voice. It said, come up hither. There's a door today open to heaven to you. Amen. I want to say this and I'll be done. When they was on that ark, I can't imagine the storm that was going on out there. We've been in a storm around this part of the country for a while now. It said he made the window. It was in the top of the ark. And the best, it was a cubit. So that was, whether you look at it being 18 and a half inches or 20 and a half inches, it ain't very big, is it? You realize that was the only window in that place? Why? To look up. To quit looking, because he knew the storm, how it's going to be. If they could have looked out the sides, they would be consumed by the storm. But they looked up. They looked to that straight and narrow way, the only way. Don't get caught up in the storm, church. Stay focused. Stay focused. If we stand, we have a song. We're going to give an altar call. Are you going to sit under it one more time today? Are you going to deny it one more time today? Are you going to push it away one more time today? Are you going to listen? Are you going to finally listen? This may be the first time you've ever heard the gospel. Honey, Jesus is the way. Amen. Trust him today. Seek him, you shall find. Knock, and it'll be opened unto you. Go ahead with your song.